Sound two, teaser.
Into these United States each year are born some 4 million babies. They are welcomed into a nation that enjoys an unparalleled standard of living. Modern medicine and nutrition give them every promise of growing bigger and taller and living longer than their fathers and mothers. Yet they already are being described as a generation of marshmallows. Their older brothers and sisters place second in the Olympics. Their military cousins get muscle weary in Korea. Their uncles die prematurely. Of physical vigor, President Kennedy says, if we waste and neglect this resource, if we allow it to dwindle and grow soft, then we will destroy much of our ability to meet the great and vital challenges which confront our people. We don't want a nation of spectators. We want a nation of participants in the vigorous life. But while many Americans do sit back as spectators, people under communism work hard at their play. Russians are trained and drilled early and long in calisthenics. Under communism, play has one purpose: to improve the fitness of the citizen for the collective fitness of the state. Thus a question arises: can a push button, ride instead of walk, easy living society withstand the twin threats from within and from without? Can we survive the soft life, or will history record us as the flabby Americans?